Okay, first time Shatsi David Ben Fegaliba.
That's the
Bechusa. Shmali.
Well, I heard by a meal, and some guy, somebody's grandmother made somebody latkes.
Yeah.
And the grandmother asked the grandson, how are my latkes? Like, oh, they burnt for 8 nights straight.
Okay, Shkai Khari. Okay, so we're gonna start Hilchas Brachas. And.
My game for tonight.
And, I want to start with an introduction, which will give us a chashivas for brachas, and with that we'll be able to appreciate the Hilchos Brachos much more. Before one makes a bracha, they have to think to themselves, what am I doing? Well, at least once a day, to stop and think to yourself, why am I making brachas? And the answer is, I'm making a bracha because I'm thanking the Rabbi Shlomo for this good food that he has given us. You know, so many different types of foods that we have nowadays. Such a variety. Over 50 flavors of ice cream. And restaurants with Italian, Mexican, Chinese. I mean, we have just so much food. And we enjoy it. Let's leave that out. So we enjoy the food, so we're appreciating what Hashem did for us. So we're making the bracha as appreciation for the food that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for us. Now. Amen, beautiful bracha. So,
after listening to it.
So I'll tell you interesting, if you take a look in Baruch Shama, I'll tell you something which I just learned recently. I was giving shir on Baruch Shama and Shul. And because I was forced to learn Baruch Shama. So that's good.
Is that how it works?
So it's very interesting. Take a look at Baruch Shama. You start off Baruch Shama, Baruch Shama, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shmai, Baruch Gizemakayim, Baruch Merachim Alos, Baruch Merachim Alabriyas, Baruch Shama Zachatel Vreyav. All different praises of the Rabban Shlom. Then all of a sudden, in the middle, you start Baruch Atah Hashem Alakeinu Malach HaOlam. Says the Ramah in his Pirish, says a beautiful thing. Says that the Seidat Varma over here is Bedavka. Before you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you need to know who you're blessing. Who is Hashem? So we start off Baruch Shama. He created the world. He is blessed. He is the source to all brachas. He's Goyim Kaim. He's Merachim on us. He gives us schar. Now I'm ready to praise Hashem because I know who I'm praising. That's Baruch Shama. Says the Rishonim at the end of Parshas Emor. At the end of Parshas Emor, there's a mice over there with the Mekalel. The Pasuk says there's this person who was a Ben Mitzri. He went out and he cursed Hashem. So the Rishonim are bothered. How could someone curse Hashem? You know, one thing not to make a bracha, but to go ahead and curse Hashem? How's that possible? So he says that the Pasuk answers it by saying Ben Mitzri. Someone who grew up in Mitzrayim where they denied Hashem, like Paris said, Lo Yedati, I don't know who you're talking about, I don't know who Hashem is. He's a person who can now curse Hashem, says Rabbi Nebuchai, but someone who knows who Hashem is, he's the one who can make a bracha to Hashem. So that's a thought that we need to think about. So the Gemara tells us that before one eats, they need to make a bracha.
Make a bracha.
Ben Mitzri. Okay, so So that's before we make the bracha. Now the Gemara brachas tells us what's the mekar. How do we know that you have to make a bracha rishayna? How do you have to make a bracha rishayna? Says the Gemara. At the end of the Gemara says, Asal Adam la'anis me'alam azeh b'lay bracha, as you saw in the booklet. Asa to benefit from this world without a bracha.
So what's the level of that?
So what do you mean by what's the level of that?
Meaning everything.
Everything, like every type of benefit. Very good question. So we have it by food, we have it by smelling. The Rishonim asked the question, why when I take a good geshmak, a shower, I don't make a bracha? Why when I hear music, I don't make a bracha? So the Rishonim asked that it's only something that you... that goes into the guf, that you enter the guf, like food, or when you smell something. What? Music doesn't enter, there's nothing entering your guf. So anyway, so the Gemara tells us that our permission to eat what we're eating is the bracha. Okay, now, at the same time, as much as we want to make brachas, and we want to make the right bracha, right? The Gemara says, what happens if someone doesn't know what bracha to make? The Gemara says, Yelech etz a chacham v'yilmad. Go to a chacham and learn halachas brachas. So the Marsha and others ask, why do you need to go to the chacham? Why is the Gemara telling you? It's Shabbos also. You don't know what to do. Go to the chacham. Why is the Gemara tell us by brachas? Says the Marsha, because someone might say, we'll just make a shahakol. We'll just make any bracha. The Gemara say, no, that's not an excuse. Go find out what bracha to make. If it's a suffix, the Rav has a suffix because the halacha is a suffix, then we'll make a shakal. But if there's an answer to it, go find out the answer.
We'll make MIT.
Go find out the answer. No, you don't have to wash. Go find out the answer. And learn halachas brachas, and then you know the correct bracha. Why is it so important to make the correct bracha? Because each bracha has a specific shevach. And I'm going to answer you this question. On fruit that grow from the ground, we make a bari priya adama. Fruit that grow from a tree, we make a bari priya eitz. Why is there a separate bracha for fruit that grow on the tree? Says the Mishnah Brura, because there's a chashivas to a fruit of a tree over a fruit of the ground, and then for that extra chashivas, we're praising Hashem bari priya eitz. What is that chashivas of fruit that grows from a tree? In the world, it's true. Fruits are more chashiv than vegetables. But why is that? I'm not sure exactly. But there's a chashivas to the...
It's a double thing.
What is it?
It's not like coming in the
It's two stuff. Things. It's not just that when it's grown from the ground, it's bounced from the ground. You get a pepper, it goes out of the ground. I'm saying you gotta
so here grew from the tree.
Here goes from something which grows from the ground.
Here a tree grew from the ground. And then from that tree,
okay,
which got nutrients from the ground...
Maybe.
So, fruit comes out of that.
Okay, maybe. So then that's what you have to be thinking when you make a bari priya eitz. But there's something special about a fruit from a tree.
So what's more chashiv about mazonos then?
Like, mazonos is because it's mazon. It satiates a person. A person feels full after they eat mazonos. Okay, so we're going to get to each bracha, what the meaning of each bracha is, and where we say it. At the same time, we have to be very careful not to make brachas for no reason. You can't just freely make brachas. There's an Isser in the Torah of saying the name Hashem for nothing. The name of Hashem saying, says, L'sisa Hashem HaHashem L'shav. One is not allowed to say mention the name of Hashem for no reason. This is the Isser D'Oraisa according to everyone. There's a Machlekes Rishonim. If I make a bracha for no reason, is it Isser D'Oraisa or Isser D'Rabbanan? The understanding of that is, what's this? When I make a bracha for no reason, one could say it's not awesome in Atzeret because the Maisa, you said a bracha, you praised Hashem. It wasn't just like saying his name for no reason. You did say praise over here. It wasn't necessary, but you did say praise. So perhaps not Issa Daraisa. Others say no. For no reason you said the name of Hashem, even though it was part of a bracha. So there's Issa Daraisa. Why is it Asa Drabbanan? Because Drabbanan want you just to be cheap with brachas and just say it for no reason. So you have to be careful to say brachas in their proper time. We're going to learn on different items what bracha to make and exceptions to different rules. We're going to learn also what happens if I made a bracha and then I did something which will make my bracha end. I changed places, I waited a certain amount of time, things like that causes me to lose my bracha rishayna, and then I have to make a new bracha rishayna. So these are different halachas that we're going to learn throughout here. We'll start off with
Order
Kedima also we're going to talk about. The week of Tu B'Shvat. So we'll talk about Dina Kedima and all different interesting cases of Kedima. Of Kedima. Yeah, that would be a good thing to discuss that week. Okay, so in the beginning of this Simen, of the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, talks about that on Peris Ha'aretz, fruit that grow from the ground, which are vegetables, is a Bari Pri Ha'adama. Fruit that grow from a tree is Bari Pri Ha'et, except for wine and olive and oil. Oil, if someone drink a cup of oil in a way that's not mazikim, you make a bari priya eitz on it. wine, you make a, it's except for wine, because wine you make a by priyah gafenai, even though it comes from a fruit of a tree, you make a special bracha by priyah gafen. Why does wine have its own bracha? Let's understand that. Why does wine have its own bracha? So the other shivas aminim also have then.
Wine is not.
Why only wine?
But it's not miyuchas to the grape. There's something else that happens.
Therefore.
There's a process that goes on.
So, okay, good.
Wait, Mr. Thomas.
Okay. There's two reasons why Yayin is chashiv and has its own bracha. One is because it's so'id, it gives a person a feeling of satisfaction. And number two, it's misameach. It's misameach a day that it's mishaker, it has alcohol contents in it. Vodka, it doesn't have so'id. It's missing so'id. It has both reasons.
About brandy.
Wine brandy?
Yeah.
So it depends how they distill it and all different things like that, but it's a good question. We'll get, so what's it? So wine itself. I want to get to wine itself. So wine itself has soyed and has misameach. So now if what's making it soyed misameach is the alcohol contents of it, so why on grape juice do we make a bari priya gafen? The answer to that is because since when they squeezed the grapes, it was at that point they had the potential to ferment and turn into wine. That's enough that it gets the cheshivas of wine, that's a bari priya gafen. So wine, grape juice, we make a bari priya gafen. What's considered a tree and what's considered a dama, a ground? So you can have a tree, okay, something that grows on a tree, but if the tree falls down every year, if the fruit comes out, the tree falls down, then that's considered like a hadama. What are two examples of that?
Bananas and tomatoes.
Bananas and tomatoes grow on a vine, not on a tree. Bananas and pineapple. Pineapple also we make hadama on.
These are trees?
So a banana looks like a tree, and then it falls down.
Banana trees are extremely tall.
Yeah.
They have huge leaves that are really cool.
And it only gets through once. It dies after 1 year.
Then it regrows up.
Compared to a tree.
You never read Curious George and see what it looks like?
The tree lasts like 2 years. Yeah.
Yes.
Banana trees are pretty short.
So they're not pretty short.
And 15.
Okay.
15.
Yeah. Okay, therefore we'll have exceptions. Therefore, you have to tune in to find out what are the exceptions to the fruit that grow on a tree that are going to be hadam. That's okay. So those are the rules we learned today. We have to be careful by halachas brachos to chaven to learn the right brachos. Bari priya is our fruit of a tree because it's more chashuv than the fruit of the ground. Two exceptions to bari priya are the bananas and the pineapple. We'll see if we have more. And our wine, we said hagafen, grape juice hagafen, and okay, we'll continue. Mi'at Hashem. Hello to Avraham Chaim.
Bashir